Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Something entirely different now, because a newly married couple are off on honeymoon, which is a little bit different to usual honeymoons. They're going to become caretakers on the Great Blasket Island. And there were 80,000 applications to become the caretakers for the spring-summer season. And it's quite an extraordinary job. There will be quite a few cold showers, perhaps, for the two people who are both on the line, Kerryman James Hayes and Camille Rosenfeld. Good morning to you both.
Hello, Oliver. How are you doing?
James, how are you? And Camille? Is Camille there as well on the line? There's no sign. Oh, you're there. You're there. Yes. Good morning to you and congratulations, I should say.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Brilliant. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I'll start with you, James.
I'm an artist from Tralee. Oh. I'm actually a landscape painter. So it's kind of a very nice spot for me to be having a sabbatical.
I can see. And Camille, where exactly are you from?
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the U.S. Uh-huh. It's exciting to be here. We've been living in Tralee since we got married in June. And I've gone out to Dingle, the peninsula, to see the island from afar, but I'm just really excited to be out there.
Why did you want to do this, Camille?
Well, James brought it to my attention, brought it up just casually. It's something that's been on his radar for a while, and it's just right up our alley. You know, we love being outside, especially in Ireland. It's so gorgeous here. So, it just seems like an amazing opportunity, and we're so lucky and happy to be picked.
This dream job, there will be no running water, no Wi-Fi, no electricity, apparently, and there's the prospect of extreme weather swings on the island. James, why has this been on your radar for so long?
We're both kind of fairly hardy, outdoorsy people, and we're sort of, you know, there isn't bad weather, just, the wrong clothes or whatever, we're that kind of people.
Yeah, okay.
And, a love of landscape and being outdoors kind of would draw you to that kind of place. I visited the island maybe about 15 years ago. I kind of captured my imagination back then.
Right.
And never thought I'd be in the position to actually spend any longer than an afternoon there. But it's the kind of place that, you know, we like to spend our time when we can, you know.
There is wind energy there, is there?
There is a small turbine, I think, that will provide enough electricity to charge our phones, keep in contact with the mainland and that kind of thing. Otherwise it's pretty basic, all right. No hot showers and no light switches or anything like that. So
what is the period you're going to be there?
It's from the 1st of April up to the start of October, so 6 months stint.
And what happens in that? Are there tourists that land every now and again, or do you see many people from time to time?
I suppose there'd be this kind of day trippers, coming out to see the island, and there's three cottages that we'll be looking after for our bosses, there's also a cafe we'll be running, so, you know, that'll be kind of like consuming most of our time, I suppose. Just taking in the beauty, really, then outside of that is kind of the plan.
Peg Sayers, I believe, is someone that people go out to visit, the house. Is that still there, Camille?
Yeah, we'll actually be living in her house, which is amazing. We've been reading The Island Man, and we will be reading Peg soon. We want to soak it all in, you know.
We're like, no,
I'm
Camille.
I'm not familiar with Peg.
You're not familiar. Camille sounds like she knows more. I was going, Camille, no. Peg may not leave you feeling too merry afterwards.
I've been warned, but
she's the bane of many, many, many leaving certs over the years. How did you meet, by the way?
We met.
James, tell it.
Okay. We met at the Burren College of Art in Ballyvaughan.
Ah.
So Camille was doing a study abroad program in Ireland, as part of her degree in art and business. So I was a resident artist there at the time, just for a month. And between the pair of us, we managed to keep extending our stay. And 3 years later, now we're happily married since June. So, yeah, it's worked out pretty well.
It's going to be an unusual honeymoon. But congratulations to you both. Camille, you get to star in your own American meets Irish guy and lives on a remote island rom-com. So we look forward to it. Are you a painter as well, by the way, in terms of, because I know you're an artist?
I do paint, but mostly charcoal drawings would be my preferred.
Okay. Well, I can see why you're the perfect candidate. So we wish you well And sure, we might find out how you get along on the island, and hopefully Peg doesn't show up to haunt you at any point.
Yeah. But
Camille Rosenfeld and James Hayes, thank you both so much, and good luck on the Great Blasket Island.